Here's four things that can help you overcome pride in relationships as a Christian. First thing is to admit relational pride. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction and an arrogant spirit before a fall." Recognize when you prioritize self over others. This is very difficult to do because you want your way. A lot of times we want our way. And we will manipulate and use and extort those closest to us to get what we want, whether it would be through gaslighting. I think about these narcissistic terms like gaslighting, flying monkeys, all the things that a narcissistic person basically would use. And we ourselves have been guilty of it. Learning how to receive no in a relationship, or learning how to let the person be who they are. I remember when I got married, I learned a lot of stuff about my wife that I didn't know before getting married. I've been married 10 plus years. A lot of stuff. So I had to learn how to be humble in that aspect, to where that person, I had to be like, okay, maybe you just need to let her be her. Stop trying to control, stop trying to force her to be somebody that she is not. Let her be who she is. Find out who she is. Like, for instance, my wife, I learned that my wife is ADD. She's on the autism spectrum. So I learned about autism. Like, oh, shoot, no wonder. You know what I mean? Admit that you have relational pride. Admit it to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Second thing, pray for selflessness. Pray for selflessness. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interest of others." Ask God to help you value others' needs. Now, this verse when I hear this verse, I know that there is people in the church that will use it for their selfish gain. Especially narcissists will use it to gaslight you, to guilt trip you, there it is again, like for them to continue to be prideful. They will use this verse. Have you had it used on me before? By my mother, who is very selfish. For instance, like this doesn't mean, okay, look each of you. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. This doesn't mean to disrespect yourself and only look at the other person's interest and not yours, right? Because you're a person as well. You need self-respect. You need self-control. So respect yourself for one, and two, respect others, right? The interest of others. Take in a person's conversation. Listen to what they're saying. You know what I mean? This is the third thing. Listen actively. James chapter 1, verse 19. "So, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Hear others without seeking to dominate." Prideful people will listen to others for their selfish gain because they'll use what they heard to continue to be proud. Us, on the other hand, people that are trying to change from pride to humility, we will listen to others to show respect for them, to understand that they're a person as well, right? We're talking about relationships in general, right? We have to learn to respect the other person by listening to them, by seeking to understand their point of view, Because if you're, especially like if you're in a church in the body of Christ, you got to learn that there's other people that are not like you. You got to learn that there's other people that are different from you. I've been like personal experience. I've been to churches where people don't accept me because I'm part of the autistic, ADHD, neurodivergent culture. I'm not your normal person. I go against the grain. I ask questions. And I notice that there's certain churches that want you to be a certain way. They want you to fit into their mold. And I just don't fit into it. My brain is wired differently, you know, and it got to the point in my experience where those people, they don't accept you. They make fun of you behind your back. You know what I mean? The church leaders will make fun of you behind your back. And that's not a fun place to be. For me, that's why I chose to, you know, refrain from going to churches that are like that. When you find out that they're like that, it's like, dude, really? You know, anyway, that's just my personal experience. We got to learn that there's other people that are not like us. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to be yourself, you know, and at the same time, respect others. Lastly, apologize sincerely. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. He who conceals his sins doesn't prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Own mistakes without defensiveness. This is huge in relationships. Friendships. Relationships with your kids, relationships with your spouse, all around. If you've made a mistake, if you've been prideful, recognize it, admit it to yourself, pray for it, and apologize to that person. Ask for forgiveness. I got to do this almost on a regular. You know what I mean? Like, I got kids that have feelings, and I grew up in a household where I was meant to not have feelings. Because, and I'm talking in my teenage years where I grew up with my mother, right, in those years. And it was very toxic because I was never meant to have feelings, right? I was there. It was a relationship where I was there to please my mother, right? And I learned those tactics. And those are some things that I find that I'm doing to my kids, right? Like, no. And it's prideful, and I have to remember, like, that my kids are not here for me. I'm here for my kids. They're not here to please me. So when I do something to my kids that my mother used to do to me, I snap and like, oh shoot, mija, I'm sorry for doing that. You're not responsible for my feelings. I should not have done that. I was wrong. You know, those are huge. And when you get to the point where you can do that, that's when you know for sure that you're being less prideful. And don't get it twisted, because there's people, narcissistic people, toxic people, that will say apologies because they learned that if they apologize, they can stay in your relationship circle. So you have to be able to discern. One of the ways to be able to discern is that you yourself learn how to apologize, learn how to ask for forgiveness in relationships. That's huge. So, practical tip, practice one act of humility daily, like letting someone else speak first, to build stronger relationships. And lastly, let me know how you handle pride in relationships. Have you done any of these things before? How are you currently working on relationships and being prideful in relationships? What has helped you in the past? What is helping you in the present? What do you think will help you in the future? Here's another video that you might be interested in. Appreciate you guys. Bye.